You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. Jennifer is in the studio with me. Danny's in the studio with me. You know, it's a normal day. I like when it's the three of us. It's like coming home, you know, and catching up. And we got a lot going on in Brevard. This July has gone by, first of all, just so fast. We started with the Mel Boom and Gina and Nikki and everybody at the City Christian working on that, and that went really well. But since then, Jen, we've had people in our house.
We've had
the door's been like a revolving door there. Yes. We've had the people
family,
in the house,
friends.
And family. Yeah, it's been good. It's been fun, but it has just sailed by.
It has.
I realized how old I was the other day.
How old you are and feel, two
That's
different
right.
things.
Listen, I'm feeling pretty old these days. But, and Danny, I love to have you. I said to Danny today, Danny, tell him what you usually do. You usually are run everything.
I run the board, the sound, and I put them all over the air.
That's
and
right.
He holds the key to the button that keeps us from saying ugly things, Kimberly.
That's right.
That's it.
That cough drop button, and that's right, and I use it. I don't get Tourette's syndrome on the radio. It hasn't happened, but Patty at the auditorium see me with Tourette's syndrome.
I make them watch their P's and Q's.
That's right, P's and
Somebody
Q's.
Somebody has
do
to
that.
In here. So, he said he's getting very strict with us now.
I love when I can come in and say, Danny, pull a mic up. We're just chit-chatting today. Mm-hmm. Danny is also a great fisherman, and you have a show yourself. A fishing show.
I haven't done anything lately to it. It's just been lacking it. Plus, I haven't had my boat for 3 months.
Oh, and no.
I finally got it back.
Let's stop there, because let me just tell you. So when Marcus,
my brother-in-law.
Jen's brother-in-law, was in town, he bought a boat to take back to Georgia, to the Georgia dog country.
That's right.
He bought a boat, and I was telling him, I was showing him pictures of my boat sitting at the marina anchorage there on O'Galley. And the back engines look like the most wonderful bird nests mm-hmm. that you've ever seen. It's
I
up
think
on,
the ospreys have got a yeah, very beautiful nest going.
It's on the like third level of boats, you know, outside. It's not even, it's, and when you say dry docked, it's been dry docked.
Oh,
let
yeah.
me tell you, because I can't
out.
Even remember the last time I went out on it. So I said.
Is yours in the shop, Danny?
No, actually it's back home now and it's running fine.
Yay.
Oh, see, now how many times it's been in the shop?
It's been there for 3 months.
Been there for three months.
There's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
okay,
my brother-in-law.
Yeah. So I took mine there because every time I took it out, it would fill with water. Like literally, you had 2 inches of water at your feet. So
did you put the little pluggy thing in?
So that's I did put the plug in the back. I absolutely did. And mine's got the 2 engines on the back. So there's two. Okay. But anyways, I took it in there and they poked a hole in the back and put this bubble thing. I never saw that ever. It's like, I can't believe you drilled into my fiberglass and put this little, it looks like a ping pong ball inside of a little tube that keeps the water out of the boat. It is yet to work. Okay.
Okay. I understand what it is.
It's a float.
Yes.
Float valve.
Yeah.
It sounds like
yes.
float valve.
I didn't want a hole in my boat.
Well,
but the sink. Point of it is, I was telling Marcus. Marcus, we've heard it hundreds of times. The two favorite days of the year are what, Danny?
Is when you buy the boat and when you sell the boat.
So I can't even sell my boat now because it's a bird's nest. Seriously, it's a bird's nest in the back by the engines.
Well, everybody knows what boat means, right?
Do tell.
break out another 1,000.
So, but he but did BMW, buy, and you would love it because it's a fishing boat. He bought a 20-foot,
It's about 18. Well, I mean, he's had boats before, but it's been a very long time. And before he puts it down here in Sebastian or Patrick or anything, because he's military, he wanted to take it home to Georgia to run on the lakes up there to get reacclimated and kind of get everything, you know, to be comfortable to bring it down here.
And then he'll come to saltwater, and it'll all be different.
Yes,
it will. And it'll all be different.
But he bought a saltwater boat for that, but to take it up there to kind of get used to it.
He pulled that thing in our parking lot, and as soon as he pulled in, he's driving with a big old Denali, and he's pulling the 20, you know, feet behind it with the tongue and everything. And I looked at Jen, and I went, oh, no, them homeowners are going to make that move right away. It was just moments later. You got to move that boat. And like,
we took it to
I can
Tracy.
Believe that.
Yeah, we took it to Tracy. Thank God, so we have friends. Tracy and Mary were wonderful. So,
She had just left for like Italy or somewhere. It's like, oh, we can Paris.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we'll just go park it in front of her house.
Homeowners associations have that radar that goes off when something appears.
Exactly. Yeah, but they're great. They are great. We cannot complain. We have a wonderful homeowners association. They do a lot.
Yeah, it's you know, people complain about that, and I know. For the majority of the people around us are paying almost $1,000 or more in most places around us. But I said, but look at how nice the places are. They are kept up on the beach, and it does take a little bit of work. I mean, they've had to put all new railings on our place.
Painting, concrete refinishing.
It's like a new place.
Everything.
Our place will not be like Miami going down to the ground.
No pancaking.
So he did. He came in. He got a boat. So we, you know, speaking of boats, there's a service you might know about. And we need to reach out to them. Maybe we can get them to come on the air. You pay like, and I don't know the prices. Don't hold me to this. Like $4,000.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And
we've kind
of, you know, the name of that?
Because we go on
Freedom Boating. Because I got to tell you, we go out on their boats. We try once a month.
Yeah.
And this is better to me than buying or owning a boat.
They keep everything maintained, gas it up for you. Well, they come out and get your stuff out of the car.
Yeah.
So. Here's the bad part about that whole thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fisherman, it goes out early, okay? You got a certain...
Seven in the morning.
And a lot of fishermen that go out in the ocean, they don't just have to come back at 2. They come back at 3 or 4 or 5 in the evening.
Well, the good thing about that is during the week, there's no time set.
Yeah, you can be out 7 to 7.
The weekend is like, 9 to... Or 7 to 2.
7 to 2 and then like 2 to 7.
But not everybody can go out during the week.
So exactly. It's not perfect for everyone.
Yeah.
But I think for us, because it's like $300 a month, and you know that whole what's best 2 days, you know you're putting a bunch of money out fixing that boat.
Believe me,
why
I
not
know.
Pay that $300 because they start the engine, they keep it clean. You get your choice of a lot of boats, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know what, here I am doing a commercial for them. They're not paying me to do a commercial. Mm-hmm. I need to call them and go, hey, we need all the right numbers, all the right things.
Exactly.
Come on because we're pushing your button, because I have to tell you, we've been enjoying it.
Yes.
You can pick them up everywhere. I mean, when they say, what is
actually,
it?
Actually, it's all over the United
America?
States.
What
is,
yeah, what is it
you, from what I understand, you anything that's Freedom Boat Club.
Freedom Boat Club.
And that includes the lakes and stuff in the United States. Because we looked into it for Georgia for like when I go home and things.
Because the Keys. Nikki goes out at the Keys.
Some are down the Keys. But you can get on like the jet skis and stuff, which are kind of limited because it's mostly boats. And I think the jet skis may be limited to the lakes. I don't
and
think
I
they have many.
And I have to tell
here.
You also, they have fishing boats. They
yes,
got their
they do.
Center, you know, the ones in the center console. And for us, we get in a boat that, my gosh, 8 people can fit on. It's like a big
plus
pontoon.
A few coolers.
I remember in the day when you said you're going out on the pontoon boat, it was like drums, like 55-foot
55-gallon drums.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like Tom Sawyer, you know, with like the bed frame on
too
top of
funny.
It. And you're going out. These pontoons now are nice. You cannot even
tell.
You
can sun on the there's so much room.
So I love being
out
on the
Freedom
water.
All right, Freedom Boat. We just did a nice commercial for you.
All right, that's right. Freedom Boat should say, hi, let's do another commercial for somebody that didn't ask. You know, I know that you're pretty open about your life. There's no HIPAA act with you.
Oh, my goodness.
Which, you know, with me, I'm like, wait, there's a HIPAA act. She'll put something on Facebook. I go, no.
Because if it's strange and unusual and medical, it's usually me.
But I think
I'm
what,
an alien.
One thing you've done that I think has been very good, and Danny, you know from sitting in the studio with her, Jen started back in December because her teeth hurt. Her beautiful smile.
I have a condition called POTS.
Right.
It creates a lot of small fiber neuropathy and different neuralgias and different things like that, different pains in different parts of my body. And what it was doing is it was creating pain in my teeth, in the nerves in my teeth. Hot, cold, which is kind of normal for most people, but for me it was like extremes.
And
the
can
wind
I interrupt you right
it.
There? Because I got to tell you, I want to open up to our listeners. First of all, you're on WWBC. On the beach is 100.7. Mm-hmm. Reaches us really good. Hopefully you guys are listening to us there. But I'd like you to take this number, 321-437-1567. You can actually text us because this whole POTS thing,
it's
more people. That's why I wanted you to talk about it. Because
a lot of it's,
I want people to
post-COVID
get aware.
For a lot of people, but I've had it for 15 years, way before COVID.
I think my mom had it. I told you that.
They just didn't know what it was. You know, we went through fibromyalgia to MS to, you know, it's constantly changing.
And it's misdiagnosed.
Very misdiagnosed.
Yeah.
Get a neurologist. Cardiologists are great if it's a certain type. But my neurologist, Dr. Bodad at Knight Neurology, love him. He has been the most helpful. He has been absolutely
and
amazing.
And we're going to hopefully get one of our doctors we've been talking to lately, Rebecca, whose son.
Yes,
you know,
she has.
And we're gonna see if we can bring some awareness to
this. The pain affected my teeth so badly. I mean, I couldn't eat, but even my lips touching my teeth was to the point where it was excruciating. And unfortunately, I went to a place that didn't tell me that, hey, why don't we try to preserve your teeth and do some root canals to see if this works, or let's try a few different proactive things, you know. And it ended up, basically, he ended up taking all of my teeth out.
And the part I was like, I can't help with the decision there. When it's personal,
and
you got to make it
him,
yourself.
You know, up to the last second of him doing it, and he's like, well, you're in the chair, and you've already paid.
You're in the chair. Let's do it anyways.
Yeah, and you've already paid for it. And unfortunately, I paid cash for it. And by the time I was finished, my teeth are, you know, I had a great smile, great teeth.
Did.
They're very healthy teeth. They were just very painful. And I'm not a dentist, so I didn't know that there's different things we could have possibly tried.
Preserve. We know that now, but I think it's great that, and the reason I wanted to talk about it, one, we have met somebody really nice, a really nice dentist.
I've gotten a second opinion that...
got a second and third opinion. First,
second opinion.
You had a rock star from TV.
Yeah, from TV, from Facebook. He is very proud of himself, but that is not who I'm going with.
Right.
I'm actually going to be going with Designing Smiles, Dr. Appel. I hope I said that right.
He seems so smart.
And not to mention his ladies in the office, everybody in that office have been absolutely amazing.
So the reason I want to talk about, it's not to talk about something private and let all you guys know, this is going on, this is going on. The one thing that I admire so much is that you embraced, hey, you know what? I'm going out with no teeth today.
Yeah.
And even with our friends, it's like, this is who I am.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can only do what you can do. And a lot of times, Kim was so funny because I would have my hand over my mouth, like, and she's like, you don't have to be embarrassed.
You don't have to do that.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm just trying not to spit all over everybody.
she would say something like, succotash.
I sound like Sylvester the Cat.
But I think that's why I really wanted to say it. Yeah. Because, one, I wanted to give props to this new dentist
Designing
that's going to help you out here, Designing Smiles.
I saw them this morning. We saw them this morning.
Yep.
He's very direct and very, very knowledgeable.
Did you notice he kept looking at me so I would understand?
Well, I mean, I figured he was like, hey, both of you are listening.
He must have read right
through
me.
Yeah. But I think this is the correct path to go. And like, you know, he didn't hand me a sheet that said, okay, it's going to be $45,000 for this plus.
Right. Right.
We've not even discussed money
right.
this.
We've like
discussed treatment.
Fixing it.
Yep.
And
let's
making
get this fixed.
First
because
the,
it
you
is a mess. It is a mess. The place that I went to, and once everything is said and done, I will be talking about them, but right now I can't mention their names. I actually have implants. They're not even in the bone.
They're not even
in
the bone, Danny. They put them in the tissue.
Yep, in the tissue.
It's like, oh my God.
So therefore, I can't wear my bottom snap-ins, and the tops are ridiculously, like, I mean, this is like, don't. Yeah.
So,
do
and that's the thing. I'm
that's
not trying to share
problem.
Our
do
personal stuff
research.
With you. Of course, I've never had a problem doing that on the air. But at the same time, to me, it's like being a role model. You're making it okay for people to have something wrong without people judging you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, I mean, we got married and, you know.
First of all, let's back up even. December, Christmas, you had no teeth.
I had none.
And you were miserable.
Yep.
I
got the temporary tops. They've never been able to fix a bottom because of what they've done.
I've learned how to puree tender beef tenderloin.
Oh my goodness.
Beef Wellington. We're having beef Wellington tonight. It's just going to look like
a... She doesn't do it pureed where I drink it. I couldn't do that. I would...
I was pureeing all the food.
But she was like,
But tenderloin's actually pretty good pureed.
But I had like temporaries for everything, temporary top ones for everything else that do not even look, did not look good in pictures. Yeah. But, you know, again... I didn't care. I'm out there smiling and happy.
Working. You were like
doing what
helping
I do.
Me, yeah.
Pots with it now on the neurologist side of it. It did take care of the problem. But now it's created problems. Now they're more painful because with these implants being in the gum instead of the bone, it's on that nerve.
And you know, if there's somebody listening out there that knows about pots, that's to me, if you're a doctor, I think it's something to specialize in.
Well, it's postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. You stand up, your blood pressure, your blood heart rate goes up very, very high. Mine hits 150 on a regular basis.
She's wearing an Oura ring.
Yeah, Oura ring. I've got my smartwatch.
Have you seen an Oura ring, Danny?
And it's,
no.
It tells you how much I stress her out.
Oh, yeah.
It tells you how many minutes of the day.
I
don't think you do.
It literally will tell you how many minutes of the day I stress her out.
Yeah, it'll tell you, say, 4 hours and 30 minutes of stress, and I look at the times, and I'm like, oh, Kim's on.
So, but I would love to, what's cooking in the 3-2-1? I like to talk about food, but I also like to talk about real life and what's going on in Brevard. But I really love that she's embraced this terrible part and not made it so bad.
Well,
so
my thing is, I can help somebody else not make this same decision, to make a better decision than what I do.
You have kept a positive attitude.
She really has.
Yeah.
See, Danny, this is my Oura ring. Anything above this line is stress.
Okay. What they're looking at is an actual graph, and it shows stress her out.
So this was yesterday.
What's funny is, driving stresses most people out, road rage, and even coming here today, the traffic, which is funny because we're going to sort of hit on it with Brevard, Destination Brevard.
Oh, yeah.
They put a thing out there today. What did it say?
What is one thing that you really don't like about Brevard County now or something like that?
Yeah, something that's changed. And, everybody's like, the traffic.
There's a list.
The traffic. Too many people coming here. Our little beach place has changed. And been here since 79. Yeah. It's definitely, it used to be Sea Grapes.
September 2 years ago on the beach. And it's always been very quiet.
Yeah.
The last month has been daily, nightly, constant sirens going somewhere. And it's like,
we've never heard that. The sirens is a new one for us.
I feel like I'm in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah. It is getting crazy. And
these kids on these e-bikes and these other kids on these,
and the golf carts.
Well, the crotch rockets, like the sports bikes, not the big Harleys, just those sports bikes.
Oh, the ninjas.
In and out. Yeah. They're like this lane split, which means they get between cars and they're just, it's.
Danny,
oh my
one of them actually,
gracious.
She was driving in the MK and she had the little with her. And about, what was it, four bikes?
Yeah.
They came swooping up next to her. They had something in their hand.
Well, he had a leather glove on that had a metal piece in the palm. And they were going by swatting. Mirrors. Cars.
Broke the mirror right off the car.
Yeah.
And ours wasn't the only one that
terrified.
Night.
So, yeah.
$1,000 later.
Yes. It's horrible.
$1,000 later.
And
they these guys
couldn't
on bikes.
Catch them because they do it and they're gone.
So the cop and Jen thought she saw this guy on the bike on US 1 about, I don't know, months later, and she's going to go after him now.
I was going to make sure that it was him.
So, Mr. Ninja, if you're listening, Jen in the Nana, what is it? Nana Scepter. She's going to get you. She's going to get you when you least likely and least expect
you'll
it.
Get
that's right.
I'll get you, my pretty. And
that's
little
right.
bike, too.
You'll make a mistake.
Your little bike, too. And your little bike, too.
Speaking of bikes, there is a great place. It's called Space Coast E-Bikes. Go by and see Martin for Michael Blast exclusive e-bikes and Sam e-bikes. They sell and service these and other e-bikes and e-bike accessories, like the seat locks.
Is this the place in Cocoa? Is it Cocoa or Merritt Island?
This one is up in Port St. John's, Stewart area.
Okay.
They're located at 7031 Maluka Road.
And everybody's on these things.
Mm-hmm. And this is right off of Highway 1 over in Cocoa. And Martin's number is 321-208-8523. And they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, and they close Sunday and Monday. And Martin has not even contacted me. He has no clue that I'm even talking about him, but because of some relationship
that I have with that area going on. So we're going to
try to give him a little push and everything, because these small companies, I mean, he's got Michael Blast exclusive. If you don't know what a Michael Blast e-bike is, go look at it.
Big dollars.
It's not even the big dollars. It's the quality.
Yeah.
Just amazing quality.
But so, what Brevard County needs to do, though, on these e-bikes and these scooters, they need to put laws on them.
They do.
Like Orlando and all
they
them are doing
do.
Now.
And Martin teaches a class about the laws of Brevard County with the e-bikes. And so he will sit down and talk to you about the laws, which ones can go on bike paths, which ones can't, what laws you have to obey. Martin apparently is very, very, very versed in the laws for specifically Brevard County.
Starting,
that's one reason that it's
they're starting to give
good.
Tickets out.
You know?
Yes, they
let
are.
Me just tell you, when I was young, I had to pedal a bike.
I know, right?
That was the way to go.
Exactly. I said, what's the saddest thing, really, is that our kids cannot pedal a bike.
Well, then they went to like these gravity bikes that didn't have pedals, but they're not e-bikes that the kids sit on and somehow go. I don't know.
My kid's got
a hover thing.
My kid hovers on that like Segway type thing. She can do circles on it and everything.
Yeah. Always pedal from Clear Lake Road all the way to the bridge all the time.
I remember one time going up the bridge and it was on a 10 speed. I don't even think they make 10 speeds. And then coming down the other side like I was flying, I remember calling my father going, you're going to have to pick me up.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring me back to the island. I'm not making another trip on
that's
there.
That's when it was fun.
Growing up in the mountains of Georgia, we, you know, have mountains or at least flat here. John, my son, who actually, you know, he grew up with the BMX bikes and these, bikes. So, you know, lots of gravel being picked out of his forehead and stuff from wrecking and things like that. But, you know, pedal those bikes, you know, and as he grew, the price of the bikes grew, but that was fine because he was outside doing something.
Right.
Riding around, doing nothing. These kids that are just using these bikes to be mischievous.
And spoiled.
I'm glad my kids have grown up on the beach and on the ocean.
Yeah. But Space Coast e-bikes, he teaches the laws.
That's good to know.
He has exclusive bikes, so he's not like one of these.
And we'll get with him in the near future.
I do want to get with Martin. If he happens to be listening, I definitely want to get with him and talk to him more about the laws and different things like that.
So,
my stomach's growling. I'm like, we're going to Melbourne Seafood in a little while.
Do you know what? Have you been to Melbourne Seafood lately?
Not lately,
The new place with the fryers?
Mm-mm.
They got the new fryers. So, you know, we tell everybody Melbourne Seafood allows us to be here and helps us have people here who can't afford time in the studio by just being one of our best sponsors and longest sponsors that have been with us, Nick Moon.
And we're trying to get Nick on the...
I know.
But he is
so busy.
I don't know how he's at two places at one
but
time.
But this new place,
time
it's the first time they've done fried food. So you can now get fried fish on... This is the one in downtown. Mm-hmm. It's sad, and yet there's still people opening restaurants. As many are closing, people are opening. And so, you know, again, 321-437-1567. Text us. Come on and tell us the guts you have of opening a new restaurant right now in Brevard. We've got some things happening. We had the home show this weekend and the gun show the weekend before. And I have to tell you, people talk economy or what have you. We were in half of what we usually have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wasn't a lot of people out, and I don't know, it may have been the weather. It's beautiful these weekends, but maybe it's the weather.
And you know, the weather can go either way, because I've seen it raining and people still wrapped around their building.
Yeah.
I've seen things going on all over, but the home show, a lot of roofers there. Is it roofers or roofers?
Roofers.
Roof.
Where
she
it depends where you're from.
I know.
Depends where you're from.
She does that roofers.
It's
and
a
I'm
roofer.
Like, a what?
Rough.
You're
like
roughing
Scooby-Doo.
It. No,
roofer.
It's
a
roofing
roofer.
It. You're roughing it on the roof.
So
it's not the roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. It's the roof is on fire.
The roof is on fire.
Exactly.
It was very, I hate to ever use when we do a show, disappointing. And
it
certainly
was,
we weren't the promoter of this show, and we did invite them to come on the radio.
That's one thing people don't understand. When you book with the Melbourne Auditorium, you're booking with the Melbourne Auditorium. You're reserving.
You're
that
just getting the
space.
Venue.
You are responsible for your advertising.
Correct.
We have the concession there. We are responsible for our advertising.
Correct.
We, you know, and these people get upset that the auditorium doesn't advertise.
They don't ever tell anybody. It's like, it's not our job.
It is on the marquee out front.
My job is to do food and beverage and make sure I pour your drink right so that when you're bummed out, you're getting enough alcohol in your drink.
Exactly.
That's my job.
But we are still responsible for we're still responsible for our advertising.
Correct.
We have
our
a
own
website.
Personal.
I mean, we have, you know, ParadiseCenterCityBistro.com. We have a website. We've got City Bistro at Melbourne Auditorium on Facebook. We've got, you name it.
Let's talk about them flyers, because somehow she put...
No, I did not. You did not
scared
read
to me
it.
To proof. I looked That's at right, this one flyer reading. When I was very short run, but I go... Whose phone number is this on there?
There's one phone number on the very back page.
There's like five phone numbers. Jen, whose phone number is this? We looked it up.
I don't even remember what it came up, but it was something crazy.
It was probably a roofing company.
Probably.
I think it was like a tile company or something.
What do those people do? The things, the sign on the top of the roofs, what do you call those things?
What's that?
That's why I'm asking you. I can't think of the name of it.
But what is it? No, you're saying the sun.
It's probably it goes to one of those places.
Oh, yeah.
That advertises selling
the solar.
Solar panels.
Listen,
there we go.
I loved when we had the solar people on here. I was like, we've got the most hated person in the world. Because I don't know if you remember when they used to call for solar. It was just like
random
7 in the morning,
calls.
And they'll wake you up to sell you solar. And it's like, I don't even have my house. You know, I don't care if I had 5 houses. I'm like, I rent this small little shack. I don't need solar. Don't call me back. Yeah. But we got so many people that texted in wanting to know about the electric part of it and in their garage and stuff. So it actually ended up being a good show. They sold two roofing systems.
Roof. It's not roof.
The roof is on fire.
Roofing.
So
she's from Michigan.
Anyways,
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm from Georgia, and I know it's a roof.
The roof is on fire. So anyways, the show, though, to me, was all new people. And, you know,
it did
like
seem
all,
that way.
Huh?
It did seem that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, like they had like all new stuff. And I don't think people right now can afford to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't think they can afford to put in this $40,000 kitchen.
I heard that there's a different type of show coming.
That's right, because we're doing it, but
well,
we're going to keep it in the bag
for
a minute.
It's on the down low right now.
Oh, yeah. We got a really good show.
We're going to kind of wrap a lot of things together into one big
show. I think we're going to have the show of the year. We're not going to tell anybody. We're going
to
hold it out for just another minute. Yeah,
and I wasn't going to say it was us, but thanks a lot.
That's right.
Nobody asked me. I can't tell.
You can't tell. Yeah. We're sworn to secrecy. So we had the home show, we had the gun show. We had one person tell us that he only sold 4
boxes of shells
the whole weekend.
That's bad.
That's
those
sad.
Tables.
No,
those,
what
I mean,
is
they
going
have to
on?
Pay for tables. You know?
Yeah, what is going on with that? 4 boxes
but
of
then,
shells.
A couple weekends before that, we had the Pokemon card show. That thing was literally, I came in and it wasn't even open yet. There was no parking. They were parking on the grass at the cemetery.
Danny, this is the most people we've had over there in a long,
and
long time.
And I'm like looking. I'm thinking,
cards.
What is going
that's
on?
That's why I didn't buy gun shells.
I
bought Pokemon cards.
Right. But it was one of our busiest weekends. And I'm like, what is this?
So,
and it's Pokemon cards and comics. And I don't even know what all.
Let me tell you, my son-in-law gave us a card that he wanted. We went out there. I went out there and found it for him.
Whew.
One card. $250.
And that's one of the cheap collector cards. I mean, they've got them for a dollar and stuff like that, but some of the big collectors, there was one out there $1,500. I'm like, my son, I want all of those Pokemon cards I bought when that kid, he's 36 now. I want the ones that he had when he was 10. Some of them had gold around them, and then he had the gold
Pokemon.
I'm
sons.
Like, what?
That's the ones you want. It's worth the money, you know?
It's like VHS
down the road,
the same
you know?
Thing.
And then in between then, we had the band. So the band, we still had a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to come on the show and couldn't last minute.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, and that's always disappointing.
I know, because we're trying to get that one built up like
Marcy
the orchestra.
Marcy is doing a real good job trying to build it up, but
we'll get them back.
The orchestra has been, when they come on the show, it builds them up here. And we can do that with a band. That would be great.
So do you ever go to Publix and get a free cookie?
I know who Steve's
calling. Let's tell Steve to hold on just 1 minute.
That is going to be our guide that with body, mind, and spirit this weekend is what we're going to be doing at the Melbourne Auditorium this weekend.
So, hey, Steve, are you on the line?
I am.
Excellent. Because we were just talking about, and just so all of our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 3-2-1, we've got Steve on the line. And Steve, let's tell the audience so that we can all get to know you at the same time. Tell us who you are.
Oh, boy. Well, I grew up in Florida, even though I live most of the year out in Oregon and part down in Roatan. But I started Body, Mind, Spirit back in 1986. And since that time, we've done close to 2,000 festivals and expos throughout the entire country, all focused on natural health, personal growth, and metaphysics.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Absolutely.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We were just talking about the past shows. Jen, did you have something to ask him right away?
Well, now I was looking at the thing for this weekend. I love the advertisement for it because it says Body, Mind, and Spirit Celebration. You know, in Melbourne, of course, this weekend, the festival of all things holistic. And that is so much nicer to see than, you know, some places that are like prescribed this and prescribed that. Holistic.
I'm all about holistic.
Way to go. You know how I am. I'm very herbalistic.
Remy, we have a dog that's doing holistic. That's her hips are going, and she's doing much better now that the meds are out of her body. She's actually doing holistic. Do you work on animals too?
I don't personally, but we do have folks
there. Good.
To do everything, but from treatments of animals all the way up to allowing you to communicate with your animal.
Well, that's awesome. So we were just talking, we just had three very different shows in the last 3 weeks. We've had, well, actually it's been 2 weeks. We had the gun show, which has actually done very, very well. We have them, you know, 10 months of the year, and you know, sometimes we've been known to have 6,000 and 7,000 people show up in 2 days for that show. Mm-hmm. In the and then the home show, that's also been a really big show. Mm-hmm. Again, we were did about not even half what we usually do.
And it's a good show. I mean, Home Depot is out there with kids doing the little build things that they do on the weekends. You had a lot of good vendors. Public outpouring was just not there.
So we love that we've seen some advertising for your stuff, mm-hmm. And we're hoping for a really good show this weekend.
Definitely.
And I can tell you, I've always said, people say, we don't have money, we don't have money, nobody has money. But we were just talking about, I don't know if you could hear us on the air where you're at, but we were just talking about the Pokemon show had so many people that we had to stop from letting them in the door because we didn't want the occupancy to be so high.
At one point, I had to take a 15-minute break. I had to go up front and say, look, my ladies in the back, you guys, I love you, and I'm, you know, appreciate you, but my ladies have not even gone to the restroom. We've got to take a 15-minute break. It was so busy, and that's a rarity.
We very rarely do that, but for the Pokemon show, we actually put our sliding doors down and said, we're closing for 15 minutes. And we closed them doors. And Jen can tell you, we actually just sat down and went,
well, but you know, did a little restroom run and, you know, got things and took a breath. And
it was so busy. So,
which is great. I mean, we're not complaining, but it's so different. Some shows are huge and some shows aren't.
The gem show.
Well, the gem show. That's
we know
I think
people have money. They're buying rocks.
Yeah. Well, this one, I think this was going to do great because it says what to expect. Crystals, psychics, healers, wisdom, everything you love all in one place. And it's going to be natural health, personal growth, you know, bring a friend. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be great.
And, Steve, add on to that. Tell us your synopsis. Is that the word?
Well, we will have about 60 vendors there.
Lovely.
We're certainly more intimate than the Pokemon show.
But, more hands-on, literally.
That just allows us to spend, where our vendors can actually spend time with the attendees.
Exactly, and that's good.
And that's much more important in an event like ours. We have two rooms of presentations taking place.
Now, when you say that, what kind of presentations you got going on?
Oh, there are, like I say, two rooms, everything from channeling, awakening the storyteller in you.
Do you do like sound baths and different things like that? Do the sound baths and the sound therapy?
Sound baths, sacred geometry.
Is sound bath?
It's the ones where they ding.
Oh, sound bath, ding. Like chakra.
Well, it helps align your chakra.
We focus on chakras as well.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Aligning your chakras is very important.
Mostly, we are a place where people can get information and get their individual sessions, their healings.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, we specialize in crystals and healing tinctures and everything of that sort. Everything
natural.
That you would need
natural.
For healing, and especially energy healing.
So I'm a
absolutely.
Chef. I've, I, you know, Jen can tell you, I'm always like, wait, write down what you've eaten for the whole month, because I'm going to fix you with nutrition and dietary stuff. So I'm all about the holistic.
But she does. She's, yeah, you're very good with it. And I'm from the Appalachian Mountains, and my grandmother was what they'd call a granny witch. But, you know, back in then it's just healers, but they'd always call
them healers. Granny witches. That's, yeah.
And so I grew up worrying about tinctures like ghost pipe and, you know, different things that people have no clue about of how to heal.
I think it's really like witches, which it's not.
Well,
it's healers. They were healers. Like, even the medicine man way back in like the Oregon Trail days.
Well,
you know?
Some of those medicine men were more like snake oil pushers.
Well, yeah.
That's the fake ones. You know, people like this that are doing the body, mind, and spirit, these are legitimate people that will sit down and say, okay, this is what this has in it. This is what it does. This is what it's going to help you with. And if it doesn't help you with that, give it time. Your body can't just immediately go in, put two drops of this on there, and it's going to cure everything. If you don't give your body time to react and do it properly, you're defeating the purpose.
Jennifer,
you're just buying,
I've been trying to get that chocolate to...
Well,
I'm waiting. I keep waiting for that chocolate to kick in
something
and
about
fix
chocolate.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, about the cyclospora with the lettuce. You know, my chocolate, I've been waiting my entire life.
That's a big problem, the cyclospora.
Yep.
How about where you're at? Where are you at right now, Steve? What part of the country?
I am sitting by the beach in Roatan, Honduras.
Oh,
I'm looking out.
Jealous.
I am about 900 miles south of Pensacola and glad that I'm not there with the tropical storm.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Jealous. I can't really say that, though,
because
everyone around on the Atlantic.
Do we have a tropical storm coming in? Did I miss it?
It's going the other way.
Okay, good.
Oh,
I was going to say, I haven't turned my TV on other than Yellowstone or something in the last week.
Look,
and,
she thinks she's Beth Dutton all of a sudden. If you hear her say something, it's her.
I've not been able to, you know, with the college just closed for the summer, and this first summer I've closed the restaurants in the college, I've been able to sit down and watch TV shows, so I've been doing series. Now, of course, you know, I'm a good Catholic girl. She started me out with the Waltons.
Yeah.
And we watched like 15 years of the Waltons, I think. And then we switched to Yellowstone. So we went from the Waltons to
Well,
Beth
before
Dutton.
Yellowstone, the 1883 and the 1923 kind of traumatized you.
I know, but I found it so interesting. I really did learning about it was the Oregon Trail the gold miners. I'm telling you what, it was like a history lesson.
And again, that's what people don't realize. That's how your body needs the natural organics. And don't be fooled when these grocery stores are telling you that something's organic, certified. 9 times out of 10, that's not true.
And a lot of stuff you don't even need organic.
You do not.
That's right.
You do not. But you do need, like with this, you know, what they're doing, they can help you choose the correct things for your body and for what's going on with your body, the proper things.
And don't forget the Waltons, they had herbalists in that show.
Absolutely.
They were definitely part of our congregation, our group.
You know, Stephen, I like to say
that. Two of my favorite herbalists on that show were the sisters.
The sisters.
And their recipe. But, you know,
Their liquor.
Their tincture.
You know, that's what I like to, because we are on a, you know, we do our time here in a Christian broadcasting station.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I like people to know is, first of all, I say the word wrong, diverse.
We're very diverse.
We are very diverse. We listen to all, but I think that your whole thing is because people got witchy and they're so wrong. I mean, I've learned so much from the different people that we've had on the show. And they are, it's healers. So
witchcraft is nothing but natural remedies.
Right.
Anything else, it's just, you know, you're not going to fly around the room. If you are, I need to know what quote unquote medication you're on.
One will fly around the room at the
exactly.
event.
If
they I need to, you know, we'll get a rope real quick.
Exactly. We need to do something like
Listen,
that.
My grandmother, who was 100 years old my whole life, we always said, she used a tincture. It was called holy water. If it was raining, she was sprinkling holy water in the house. And you know, you've heard story. That's
a
very true story.
Every religion has a superstition.
Right.
Every, you know, you went to my grandmother's house.
Yeah, I've met four generations of
your
family, which is so cool.
And then you went to my great-grandmother's house, and inside, this place is literally almost 200 years old.
It looked like something out of the Waltons, little log cabin.
Little cabin.
And
it's been there 200 years.
In the side of it.
And I actually have been having, you know, a lot of connection issues. My great-grandmother taught me more about healing and dandelion wines and dandelion greens and, you know, everything. Because, like I said, I come from a big long line of that. And I had wanted to get something from inside her house, but we've got it locked up really good right now, and it's just not accessible. And I literally had a thought in my head of my grandmother telling me to go around the house. And so I'm walking around the back part
of
the house.
I'm with her. I witnessed this. Yep.
And on the ground in a bed of moss is one of her old favorite little saucers, her little tea saucers.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Laying on the ground, untouched, not dirty, not like it's been there forever or anything. Nobody has even been in this house in forever. And so I got my little granny connection with that. And so a little while later, I had Kim walking around with me. And this had old slab board sawn logs. And one of them was kind of out. And I saw something down in there. And I pulled the board back and picked it up. And it was probably a 100-year-old mason jar. And inside of it had some nails. And it had a snake with, like, it looked like it had three heads. I think it was actually three separate little baby snakes.
It looked like a three-headed snake to me. I was like, oh, I'm getting away
from
that.
And she's like, what is that? I said, all that is called a protection jar. Back in the day, the superstition was if you put something with prickly things, it helps protect your property. It helps protect you from malevolent things. And that's what they thought back then.
It worked because I went running.
Yeah. So I'm like, what we do with this is we put it right
back
where
we got it. That's what her grandmother said. Well, don't touch it. Put it back.
And I said, I did. I know better. And my grandmother's 92-year-old and would still whip me. So, you know.
So we're looking really forward to your show,
Steve.
Yes,
this is my favorite show of the year.
It's time to get the, you know, we can only look at so many, you know, AR flamethrowers and guns, and we can only look at so many Pokemon cards.
We do have a lot of great shows. Don't get me wrong. All these are great shows, but this is my favorite.
But we're looking forward to this one.
The central theme in our show is about awakening your greatest potential. And we've got Russell Wright, a local author, who's going to be talking about how to make storytelling part of what you do.
Absolutely.
To discover your truth. And that everything that you're saying is pretty core to what we do at shows. So come on by. We would love to see you. And
we need to get him on our show then.
We'll be there. We own the concession. We're the City Bistro concession.
What kind of food I got to cook?
Yeah.
What's everybody like to eat?
We do a lot of salads.
Holistic food?
I'm vegetarian.
So, okay.
I'm vegetarian.
What is that salad you did last time that went over so well?
We try to focus on healthy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And at the auditorium, they're a little bit light on that.
Wait a minute. You know who you're talking to, don't you?
Steve, she owns the concession.
I own the concession. I am food and beverage there.
She owns that concession.
Well, this is what's cooking in the 3-2-1.
We don't need to stay vegan. We can just have some excellent vegetables there.
So I'm going to tell you a quick vegan story, okay? And this was, it wasn't the Body, Mind, and Spirit, but it was the gym show. So I've got all these people coming up, and I did like poke bowls, and I did
the beautiful strawberry salad.
All kinds of, you know, holistic food. But somebody came up, and I had to walk away for a minute. And somebody that was working had to cook a burger for somebody, and it was a vegetarian burger. So somebody came up, and they got a garden burger, and somebody that works with me cooked it for them. And the next day she came back up, and she goes, "That was the best burger I've ever had in my life." And I looked over, and I went, "Seriously? I'm a chef. And my person who washes dishes was the best burger you've ever had? I'm hurt. My heart's just hurting."
Yeah.
And I looked around and I go, "What did you do?" I said, "Cherry, what'd you do to that burger?" She goes, "I don't know. I put it in that pan that you were cooking all that bacon in." That's a true story. This is a very true story. She goes, "I put it in that pan that you cooked that 2 pounds of bacon in. And but the woman, she said it was great." And I looked at her and I told the woman, I just could not tell a lie. And I said, "Listen, the reason that burger was so good is she cooked it in my bacon fat. She cooked it in my bacon pan." And she goes, "You know what? I know I'm a vegan, but just go ahead and cook it the same way."
Well,
that
this weekend,
a true story.
This weekend, since I've got to do, you know, we've got to do everything this weekend, I will make sure that you have some beautiful salads.
I won't cook it in my bacon pan.
No bacon grease. We'll do some good salad things. What is that one you did with the quinoa or whatever?
So we did a quinoa. They were poke bowls. We did the quinoa and brown rice,
mm-hmm.
and we had a really nice chicken. We made this chicken stew that we put on top of there with vegetables.
Right.
We might try something like that. Goodness, yeah. I will tell you that on Friday I'm making some tomato basil soup.
Yes.
And we're doing a...
I'm in for that.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're doing a soup
so
with a, you know, this is a oldie but goodie with grilled cheese pressed sandwiches. Mm-hmm. We're going to press grilled cheese sandwiches on Cuban bread.
Yeah.
So we're going to put a Cuban grilled cheese sandwich pressed.
You should do some of your lentils. I'm here to tell. I love
that's
your lentil
That's just because you want your lentil soup.
I know
soup.
I do want some lentils, but it is so good.
I put ham hock in it. It wouldn't go for this weekend. I'll try.
I know.
Listen, when I make that bacon too, the one thing it does, it brings every duck out there on that pond. It
to the door.
Smells it through my hood.
Advance, yeah.
And the next thing at my back door, seriously, you look out
the
there.
The ducks and geese.
Minimum 50 ducks are standing out there going, I smell bacon. I have mm-hmm. many pictures on my Facebook of them ducks coming for the bacon. It's
Must
just
be
hilarious.
All male ducks.
Gotta yeah, be.
They like their eggs, too. Well, Steve, I'm looking forward to cooking for you guys this weekend. I do have a lot of, because I do know, I'm so used to doing these shows, and I've been there for years, and we're definitely going to have some nice holistic food
definitely,
for you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, then I'll be there for... veggie burger, but you don't need the bacon for me.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, you guys come in on Friday for setup, correct?
Yep.
But you don't need any food on Friday, right?
No, we're good on Friday, exhibitors only.
Yep.
And then definitely bring coffee for Saturday morning.
Oh, you know what time do you walk through that door Saturday?
Yeah. Oh gosh, you just be ready at 10.
No,
We're there around 8.
I'm there a half an hour earlier than when you come in that building.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm drinking my coffee for half an hour before you.
Yeah. We're there for exhibitors at 8 and public at 10.
Yeah.
And on Saturday.
What time do you actually open? Come in the door though. You come in at 8.
We at 8.
At 8. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, I get there at 7:30. So. Yep.
So is this a pay at the door, or
I don't know. Is it you got to pay
$12 for the weekend, isn't it? Is it $12 for the weekend?
Yep, $12 for the weekend is good for both days. You just come in, come back whenever you wish.
And let me tell you, for
a
holistic show,
that identifies you, and it's the easiest thing in the world.
Absolutely, and for a holistic show, I have actually paid $20 a day to go some of these places.
Yeah, so this
is a great deal.
Well, listen, Steve, thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you took the second to tell us what we're in for this weekend, and I hope everybody shows up and checks it out.
And so, you can also go to his website and make sure I get this right, Steve.
Yep.
It's www.bmse, Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, I guess, bmse.net. So
correct.
Go to their website and check things out, and go to City Bistro at Melbourne Auditorium on Facebook. What's cooking in the 321?
Yeah, we put a lot of stuff on there for you, also. So check that out.
How can you get on that,
Jen?
On what?
How can you get on all the stuff that we put on for him? Is that at our website?
Facebook. It's on Facebook.
Facebook.
Predominantly, I do Facebook because that's just the easiest way to communicate.
Check out these.
What's cooking in the 321?
What's cooking in the 321? And also
City Bistro at Melbourne Auditorium.
Listen, thanks coming on.
Send me that list, and we will include it in one of our emails going out.
Awesome.
To our
I look forward to meeting you. I'll see you Saturday.
Absolutely.
Take care. Till
Thank
then.
You.
Thank you.
Before we get off the air, I just want to touch on a few things. Melbourne Seafood, it's a place right there when you go into downtown where it says Welcome to Melbourne. They've got dollar buffalo shrimp on Monday. They've got dollar wings on Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, they've got dollar oysters.
Wait, is that fried oysters too?
Yeah, they've got oysters, fried fish, everything. And also, I want to just tell you, our friends at Urban Prime, the marketplace in Vieira, they want to just say thank you for your service. God bless you. God bless America. They've got 20% off happening for first responders.
I think that's on Tuesday. Every Tuesday night.
Yep. Yes. Veterans, nurses, teachers, 4 to 9. The marketplace and restaurants open. Check out Urban Prime. They're going to be coming on the show. They're going to be coming on board and keeping us posted to everything. They've got a lot of stuff going on. They're going to let us know what's going on with that amphitheater. They're building an amphitheater out there also. Cocoa Village Playhouse is another thing. They've got a long run show. This is the last weekend to catch that. Go to the Cocoa Playhouse Facebook page, and it'll give you all that information so I don't screw that up and give you the wrong
info. I have found, as I was kind of like perusing Facebook events, and I actually came across this, and I'm not even sure if it's an event, but I found this. It's called 28 Night Speakeasy, and you know how I love this kind of stuff. It's the 28th of every month. It says, our locals only night. The Roaring Twenties music and dancing, special $28 three-course menu option, four to close on the 28th. For anyone dressed in the Roaring Twenties
attire.
And
you love that dress. You love to dress up that way.
The Roaring Twenties attire with secret password. You get the house wine, well drink. I mean, it just looks like it's so much fun. And it's actually located at 2250 Town Center Avenue. But
awesome.
Go to
awesome,
their
awesome
website.
Like that.
It's 28 North Gastro Pub and Scratch Chicken.
Perfect.
Chicken Kitchen.
Scratch.
Scratch the chicken. Anyway, Scratch Kitchen.
Danny, so, how much time we got left?
We got about 10 minutes.
Got about 8 minutes.
Good, because I want to bring it back to something that's really, really important. Everybody, please go to our On Demand, WWBC. Danny, tell them how to get on our demand, because we want them to listen to the to Marcus and
Marcus Smith,
to Nikki when they were on the show in that date. Tell them how to listen to that.
Go to 1510wwbc.com and hit the listen live, or just go to the On Demand and find a date you're looking for, and just go to that date, and it'll bring up the shows that
and
are on that date.
And you actually want the 30th.
I believe
that was
June
30th.
If you want June 30th date,
June 30th.
Go right to June 30th, and it'll come up there. You'll have the list, and you just find what's cooking in the 3-2-1, and click on
it. And everybody needs to listen to that show.
Please,
it's so important, not just to Brevard. The whole state of Florida is looking at cities going bankrupt.
Yeah.
Everybody's
this
freaking
property
out.
Property tax assessment.
It is a diversion.
It is a diversion of funds.
Yep.
It is a switch and bait and switch.
Bait and switch. People need to get
strong
educated.
Strong arm from the government.
Definitely,
you know,
get educated.
If you have a $250,000 house and you think this is the most wonderful thing, you have $1 million house and this $250,000 is going to help
this
you so
homestead,
much.
It's,
it
this,
is not going to help
no.
you. We have actually talked to several people and sat down with them and broke down exactly what they
and
would
be paying.
And
that's what everybody
and
needs to do.
That's $100 difference.
Yep.
And what's going to happen
one only had
is
$50.
And it's going to increase your fire protection taxes. It's going to increase your insurance.
You're
it's
gonna
going
to have to pay
to
for mosquito patrol.
Everything. Because the first thing that this thing does, if it passes, vote no on this. Because if this passes, you lose your libraries. You lose
your
mosquito
pools.
Control. You lose your
Here's
pools, your senior
you
centers.
You lose your senior centers.
You lose all of these things that every county does. Titusville, we're going to get up with Titusville. We're going to try to get up with, you know, a lot of these governments and get them to come on.
We're
going
to try to get them on the show.
What they're going to lose.
Personally, yeah.
Because it's not just you that are going to lose things. Every community is going to lose something. The smaller communities that have, like Rockledge, you know, everybody has their own little municipalities. They're not going to be able to function because essential services will now have to shut down because they're not going to have enough people.
And just, you know, it's about educating ourselves.
It is.
And
we have we do have a link on What's Cooking in the 321 from June 30th.
Correct.
That tells about the property tax.
You owe it to yourselves. And here's the thing. Every single person that we've actually sat down did their taxes with, because when you look at your taxes, and right now it's a $50,000 homestead exception, and they're telling you it's going to be $250,000. But when you really look at that, it's not $250,000 because none of your school stuff goes away. There's fixed things that will not go away. So if you actually sit down with your taxes and you leave in there the things that aren't going away, but you look at all the things that are, and the easiest way to think about that is if there's something in your city that doesn't make money and costs money, for example, your libraries, it's real simple. A library doesn't make money. It provides a service. It's going away. Your pools don't make money. Provides
your,
a service.
Your parks
it's going
and recreation
away.
Are the people that take care of that. And parks and recreation would be cut almost to the zero.
And even that, talking about cutting, your grass in
the
your in your cities, like the common areas and cemeteries, they're not going to get cut. Everywhere is going to be cut. Thousands of people are going to lose their jobs around Florida.
Absolutely.
And you're still going to have to, like, let's just take something simple, mosquito patrol, which maybe cost you, I don't know, $3. Now it's going to cost you even more money because you're going to have to pay for it yourself.
Well, every tax that you're still paying, school and everything else, is going to go up substantially.
Correct.
That homestead does not take away every tax.
Right.
It takes away that one tax. And for people that are just moving here, if this passes, you do not get this for 5 years.
So, and Danny, here's the funniest thing to me, and it's not funny. All the people that I've talked to said, no, we're voting for that. I look at them and go, you don't even own a house.
Exactly.
Why are you voting for a $250,000 homestead exemption when you don't even own a house?
Right.
You don't even have a house.
Because it sounds good to people that do.
So basically, you're not saving a dime. You're just closing the libraries, closing the pools, closing this, you know, all these other things.
Yeah, all the services.
So
they shouldn't even be voting anyway.
You know, and
they don't own a house.
They can't do that at the election. Do you own a house? You can only vote if you own a house. Because
you
could be looking to purchase one, or you could be this. But the people we've talked to who say, no, I'm voting for that. You're
but
not
then
saving one dime.
We try to educate people on this.
Yeah.
And they're
not educated.
Exactly. There's a couple of really good places that Nikki Caldwell had told me about, actually told everybody about why she was here. One of them is the Florida League of Cities. There is a formula toolkit that it has on it. Another one is called Florida Formula 2025. It kind of breaks down a lot of things.
It'll break down your taxes, and you can do your
taxes. You've got to really educate yourself to understand to vote no on this. I don't care if you own $1 million house, and I don't care if you are, renting for $25 a month. This is very, very important because this is the government strong-arming you.
And you guys, truly, a lot of cities, you're going to see them going bankrupt, and they're all worried about it. It's not just Brevard.
It's not,
so we need to really look at this. Even, sometimes we have to do things. I always say everybody votes for personal reasons, but this is one, you got to look at your surroundings around you. And
definitely.
If, our houses, I think it's like 550, 600,000, whatever, the majority of the people that live around me, that's the price of their house. That homestead exemption, when you take off the 50% and you really break down all their taxes, they're saving anywhere between, maybe $75 to $50.
Maybe.
Well, let me tell you what, it's going to cost you a minimum $200. So you really need to get educated on this
Definitely.
One. So I know that Danny's given us the bunny ears or the peace sign. I know for me, I'm a hippie.
Sure.
I always
At
will
least
be.
It's not just the one.
Listen, we got 1 minute. Let's do this with the last minute if we can, and then I'm going to have you finish the show, Jen. Is let's give away two dinners to Melbourne Seafood. Let's give it to the 50th. We got
50th. Oh, my
50
goodness.
People texting today, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood, and we're going to get you out two tickets. Donna Grigsby, we still need to get
I've
you
got
your
to give
gift
Donna.
Certificate.
I'm so sorry,
we have your
Donna.
Gift certificate. So text us, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood. We'll make sure that you get that. Jen, close the show for us, would you?
There's a few things going on, but I think one of the things that looks like the most fun this weekend is Saturday, July 25th, 12 to 6, free admission, the Peruvian Fest. It's going to be at Holiday Springs Road in Melbourne, dancing, culture, traditions. Get out and be.
Get out and dance.
Be diverse.
Get out and dance.
Be diverse. Enjoy your life.
That's
Get
right.
Get out.
Listen, thank you for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321. Have a great week. Hope to see you this weekend. Come on in to the concession and say hi. Thanks, Jen. Thanks,
Danny. Thank you.